is January 14th, 2008, and the topic this month is renewal.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As Andy just said, the topic for this month is renewal. And what does that mean to all of us? It means to renew our thinking. Because in 2008, we want to have a different year. If you don't renew your thinking and change your mind about yourself and about life itself and about this thing we call God, you're going to repeat last year. And that's what most people do. You know the old story, the man who says, "Don't tell me I have 40 years of experience in this." He does not have 40 years of experience. He has 1 year of experience repeated 39 times. And that's what we don't want in our lives. We want to be able to have a new year. You know, this thing that we talk about, this thing we call God, makes all things new. And if you want a new life, if you want this year to be better, you have to change your thinking. And I handed out this, and we're going to go over some of this tonight. This is a wonderful thing. And here again, this thing, metaphysics, is everywhere. And when I was in the real estate business, many people went to motivational speakers and so forth, and they came back and they said, "Oh, well, we just do this, do that, and the other thing." Well, if you go to a motivational speaker, you have to realize that they know what they're talking about. If they tell you it takes 10 times, 10 telephone calls to get one sale, believe that and do it. Most people do not want to do the work. They don't want to do the work. It's always going to require some type of work, some type of movement. That's why we say you must treat and move your feet. The people don't know what treat means. That means you must pray, and then you must do something about that. You must move forward with that. Many people get into metaphysics and they think, oh, now we just sit back and let the law of cause and effect and this thing that we call the law of attraction just pour over us, and we don't have to do anything. We just have to sit there. Well, you can sit there till the cows come home, and it's not going to work. It is not going to work for you. If you want metaphysics to work, if you want the law of attraction to work, you have to know what's going on inside of your mind. Henry David Thoreau said, "A man becomes what he thinks about all day long." So what are you thinking about? Last week, we discussed the idea of focus and keeping focus on what you want. At the beginning of the year, many people make resolutions. Many people say, "This is the way my year is going to go." Today is the 14th. Most people have forgotten what they said on New Year's Eve. It's completely gone because they never focus on it. You only say it once and you let it go. If you want to manifest something in your life, it has to be in the forefront of your mind constantly. You have to be focused on what you want and not be distracted by that thing we call the world out there. Remember, race mind in the world is very convincing, and it will convince you that your way is not right. But this is a completely different way to go through life than most people go through life. And that's what you want to learn, that it's a mental world that we live in. And everything that comes into your life first through thinking. First through thinking. Years ago, there was a very successful and well-known metaphysician and minister down in Huntington Beach. And Peggy Bassett was her name. And she was talking one day, and she said in the front row, there was a man with tattoos all over. And after the service, somebody said to her, "How could he have done that to his body, put these tattoos on?" And she said, "It was in the mind first." You see, it's always in the mind first. You have to think about something before you can bring it into your life. Tattoos just don't appear. You have to think about them in your mind. Then they come onto your skin. Of course, here again, that's the whole idea. You think of that tattoo. You focus on that tattoo. The tattoo doesn't come there, does it? Unless you go to a tattoo artist and have it done. So you see, you have to do something. The whole idea is, this universe says nothing for nothing. You have to pay in the coin of the realm. And the coin of the realm in metaphysics is your mental attitude. What are you thinking about? You have to pay the price. Everyone is familiar now, it may be the new people, with the mental equivalent. If you're not familiar with the mental equivalent, that is also on the website, and the whole thing is there. It's by Emmett Fox, and Emmett Fox will explain very succinctly how to manifest something in your life, and it's done with the whole idea of focusing and keeping your focus on something and using warmth of feeling, which means thought and emotions connected together. You have to have those two things going. So if you want this new year, 2008, to be different than 2007, you have to change your mind. So the basic thing that I always teach and will always teach is you have to change your mind about yourself. And the things that you have to know about yourself are that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yeah. So in 2008, know that you matter. Know that you matter, that these things can come into your life. So let's look at this perspective for 2008. See if this understanding works for you. Your business will never grow more than you do. Your business, remember, the whole idea in this teaching is to stretch your consciousness. You have to see yourself as a bigger, better person. If you have a business, you have to see people coming through the door. You have to stretch that. You have to focus on that. That's stretching your consciousness. Everyone wants to have money, but you have to figure out exactly how much money do I want, and then how will I feel when I get that money? You see? You have to be able to do those things. Just saying I want $100,000 a year, you probably will not get $100,000 a year because you're not focusing on it. Most people cannot conceive of themselves having $100,000 a year. They can't conceive of that because they've never had it. And what would you do with $100,000 a year, you say? And a lot of people use the excuse, well, if I made that much money, the government would take most of it. Please, people, never allow taxes to get in your way. You can always make enough money to pay the taxes and have a lot left over. So don't let that one stop you. So anyway, so how do we simply do that? How do we just grow? It's a subtle yet simple process with powerful effects. It begins with our personal beliefs. What are your personal beliefs? So in 2008, figure out what your personal beliefs are. Do you know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? Do you know that day in and day out? Or does something during the day happen and your mind turns in on you and says you're no good? You never were any good, you'll never be any good, and you'll never get anywhere. You see, if that's what your mind is telling you, you have to change your mind. Remember, the whole idea is to be able to argue with your mind like an attorney before a judge, and you must always make sure that you win. You must never allow your mind to win. Why do we not allow our mind to win? Because we are not our minds. Our minds are ours. Our minds are ours to use. And if the mind convinces you that it is you, you are lost. You are lost. By now, each and every one of us should be able to stand back, to detach ourselves, and become a witness to our own thinking, and be able to see what we're thinking. And when we don't like what we're thinking, we change that thinking. Thinking, thoughts, are always going to be going through the mind, just like clouds are going to be in the sky. You do not attach to them. You just watch them go by. Just watch them go by, you see. Years ago, when I was a minister in Knoxville, Tennessee, I gave a talk one Sunday, and it was titled, "Just Because You Hear the Engine Doesn't Mean the Train is Coming." And how I got that idea for that talk was, my printer used to be on the other side of the tracks. Now, in southern towns, they always built the railroad straight down the middle of the town. So when the train came, stopped traffic. So one day coming back from the printer, I heard the train. And my mind immediately said, oh, now I have this weight, now this will happen, and that will happen, all that garbage. Just the train went by. There were no cars attached to it. And I was able to go right through. So the analogy there is, isn't that what we do? We hear something. Say somebody says they're sick. We immediately start to place cars for that engine to drag through. What will it... Or your money is going down the hill. Aha, we attach cars. I'll live under the bridge. I'll never have anything. This won't work. That won't work. So just because you have that one thing going by, don't start to attach things to it. Let it go right past and right out your mind. So think of that. If you can't think of clouds, think of a little train going by. And it's just the engine. So let it go by. If you don't attach cars to an engine that you don't want. You see, the whole idea, remember, is to learn to think the thoughts that you want to think and learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel. That's what life is all about. That's the freedom that we have. Most people do not know that. They think that they have to entertain every thought that comes into their head. Now, with that, do you entertain every person that comes into your house if they're ugly, mean, and hateful people? Do you just keep giving them coffee and cookies and say, oh, just stay. Oh, why don't you stay a week with us? You know, you throw them out. So when you get an idea in there, when these horrible thoughts come in, don't entertain them. Say goodbye, so long, and let them go. Let them go. And start thinking of yourself in the highest possible way. Think of yourself. Compliment yourself. Pat yourself on the back. Do that visualization. Look in the mirror and say, wonderful, wonderful me. Know that you're a wonderful human being. This is the way you stretch your consciousness. But you have to do that. There are very few people out there going to walk up to you and say, guess what, I think you're wonderful. You know, did anyone do that to you today? No, you see, so you have to do it. Do it for yourself and do it every day for yourself. Don't wait around for people to give you a compliment. Give yourself a compliment. You know, you could wait from now to doomsday and no one's going to give you a compliment. But you can give yourself a compliment. Works. It works the same way. So many people are waiting for somebody else to tell them that they're okay. Why don't you just tell yourself that you're okay? You see, tell yourself that you're okay. Years ago when I was a seminar junkie, I met a friend, Lorraine was her name, and she took seminar after seminar, and finally she was in Hawaii taking a seminar. It was supposed to be a week or 2 weeks long, and lo and behold, she was back home. I said, Lorraine, what happened to you? She said, you know, I was sitting in that seminar, Dallas, and she said, the strangest thing happened. She said, all of a sudden, I just put my hand out like that, and I looked at it, and she said, and then I went, healed, and she said, now I'm home. So do that for yourself. You're waiting for other people to heal you. You have to heal yourself. This is a do-it-yourself project. Your life is a do-it-yourself project. No one can do it for you. But you can heal yourself. And you can do it by knowing that what your worth is. How much are you worth? You say, are you worth $100,000? You say, does your mind, if I tell you I'm going to give you $100,000, does your mind say, oh, I don't think I'm worth $100,000? You say, if somebody said to me, I'm going to give you $100,000, Dallas, I would say, is that all? Couldn't you come up with a little more? You know, I like money and money likes me. That's a wonderful affirmation. And learn to use it. Learn to attract that in, especially in this new year. For the new people that are here, the name of this class is Prosperity and Abundance, Including Money. Now, we talk about that a great deal. Money is a side effect of your thinking, you see. Money is a side effect of your thinking. If you want to know where your consciousness is about money, look at your checkbook. Look at your checkbook and you'll know exactly. It's a barometer of what you think you're worth. Absolute barometer. People are absolutely afraid to look at their checkbook. They're absolutely afraid to admit they only have $49.95 left in the checkbook, you see. You have to know what your worth is. You have to know. And if today you only have $49.95, does not mean that you have to have that tomorrow. Learn to stretch your consciousness. Learn to see yourself in a different way, you see. That you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. As soon as you get those four items down, your whole life changes. And it's so easy and so simple. And you can watch that all day long. What am I thinking about myself? What am I thinking about myself? You have to know that. So do that in this new year. I know we laugh when we do the matter dance and all, but it really will work for you. It'll work for you. By the way, laughter is a very good way to heal, you know, laughter. And it sinks in. Okay, let's go back to hips. What do we believe about the capabilities of others and of ourselves? What do we believe about the possibilities of others and ourselves? What do we really believe about our own deserving? What do you believe about your own deserving? Do you believe that you're deserving? You see, we're all deserving. Why are we deserving? Because we're some part of God. If you want to call us children of God, please feel free to do that. But know that all that you are is God, but you are not all that God is. And therefore, you deserve everything. You deserve everything. If you want to talk to God as your Father and say, that's my Father in heaven, then you have to know that that Father in heaven is a very rich Father. Very, very rich. And is willing to give you everything. Doesn't it say that? Seek ye first, you see, and all else will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else will be added unto you. You see, that's where it comes in. Another little expression that I always use, but Andy loves, is God never asks us to try harder. God asks us to believe more. You have to believe. And what do you have to believe in? You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. How many people do you know that are down on their hands and knees going to church and everything else and absolutely believe in God and have not a damn penny to their name? Not a damn penny to their name. You see, when you're a minister, you can use two words, damn and hell. You're allowed. It's true. See, believing in God is all well and good. It's a marvelous concept. But you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Once you believe in yourself, then you can believe in God, you see. But we want to put, the world wants to put all the power outside somewhere else. That this thing that we call God lives in heaven, and this thing that we call God has all the power. I am here to tell you that this thing that we call God is in, as, and through you right here and right now, that you do nothing without using God. So learn to know that, learn to see that, and learn to use God. But you have to start with believing in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Wonderful. Once you start to believe in yourself, it will grow and it will grow and it will grow. You will feel better and better and better. And I will also tell you, once you start to believe in yourself, you won't get all the aches, pains, and illnesses, coughs, and colds that other people do. You just won't do it. Why? Because you know that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. Once you know those things, you say to whatever's going on in your body, I know that there's a power within me that is greater than anything on the outside. And that power is working right here, right now, to heal me, bless me, and prosper me. And do that every day. Know that that's what God wants to do. God wants to heal you, bless you, and prosper you. When I'm talking about healing, it's not just from physical diseases and so forth. Healing is also through the mind. You have to heal your mind. You have to have a right spirit reborn in you. A right spirit reborn in you. And you can do that in this new year. You're only 14 days into the year. Before the end of the month, learn to renew yourself and to have this spirit that is already in you come up through you. come up through you, and use that. Use that. It's a wonderful power. Wonderful power. Okay. Those answers can be the core of both our fears to dream and self-sabotage, which limits the development of those dreams which we do have the courage to declare. How many people do we know that constantly self-sabotage themselves? And we do that with our thinking. We do that with our thinking by not knowing that we are deserving, you see? You have to know that. How often have we seen someone with less talent, less care, less knowledge simply passed by us and get the gold because they are willing to do the do? While we doubt ourselves into procrastination, overanalyzing, and overorganizing. So why wouldn't we hide? Our beliefs convince us in some way that we aren't enough. Our beliefs. You must know that you are enough. You are enough, you have enough, and you do enough. You must know those things. You are enough, you have enough, and you do enough. The mind always wants to tell you that you're not enough. The other thing that the mind loves to tell you is you're less than. You're less than. The other person got the job because you are less than them. And that's not true. That is not true at all. We are all equal. And we're certainly equal in the mind of God. We're all equal in the mind of God. So when you see somebody get those jobs, make that money, ask them how they did it. And stay around them and find out. But give up the idea that they are better than you are. There is no one better than you are. There is no one better than you are. We get ourselves into deep water when we start to compare ourselves. It's absolutely an impossibility to compare yourself to anybody because you are the only person that will ever be like you. There is no one before you like you, and there'll be no one after you. You are what we call the rarest of the rare. You see, we're all unicorns. We're all unicorns. We're all connected, but we're all individualized expressions of this thing called God. So if Andy has a talent, I can't get upset with that, you see. That's his talent. Now I have to go inside and say, where's my talent? Because God is not going to give Andy something that God didn't give me. He found his. Now I have to look and find mine. And that's how you do it. But you have to get out of your head that you are not enough or that you are less than, you see. And then you ask this power to help you with that. And you move forward. Every morning I say I can do all things through God which strengthens me. I can do all things through God which strengthens me. When I'm in a difficult situation, I repeat that over and over and over. If I have to do anything on the outside, out in that world, I always take God with me to do those things. You know, you have to take God with you everywhere, you know. God just doesn't appear on Monday nights or on Thursday nights or Sunday mornings. You have to know that God is everywhere present and always there to help. Always there to help. So you ask for that help, knowing that you will get it. So it's always building our belief system. It's always stretching our consciousness. When you stretch your money consciousness, more money comes in. More money comes in. You see, if you only have a consciousness this small, that's all that this thing called God can use, can fill. But if you stretch it, stretch it, stretch it, God keeps filling it. God keeps filling it. That's the whole idea in the Bible when it says, those who have get more. More is added. More is always going to be added. When you stretch your consciousness, more is added to you. Works constantly. Okay. Those answers can also be the core of our willingness to declare our dreams and to stretch for those dreams with a knowing that our dreams are a done deal. You have to know that it's already done. You hear me say constantly, everything's already done in mind. Everything's already done in mind. The dreams that you have, the desires that you want, they're already done. But they're in the invisible. Now you have to put clothes on them so that they can dwell among you. You're the one who does that. And how you do that with your focus. You do that with your belief systems. You do that with your attitudes, your opinions, and your viewpoints. These are the things that you can change about yourself. You see? You can change all that about yourself and bring those dreams in. So it's already done. So your dreams and your desires, remember, this thing that we call God does not give you a desire without being able to give you all the necessary things to make that dream come true. To make that dream come true. So when you have that dream, you see what you want, you focus on that, then you stay alert for God to add all the things to make it come true for you. But we get discouraged because it didn't happen soon enough. Look how long it took to get rid of this rug. But we got rid of the rug, didn't we? We used mind power to get rid of that rug. Remember how dirty and filthy? Look, it's gone. Ha ha ha. I love it. Want to see results that belief stretching can bring? Consider, New Year's resolutions are upon us. Is our core belief one that no New Year's resolution lasts 3 days? Are we among those who typically set New Year's resolutions or business plans with a deep knowing that eating won't change, consistent exercise won't happen, business will remain the same or get worse, family relationships will remain strained? If you believe that they're never going to change. I grew up in a family with my mother for the whole time I lived at home for 18 years. So it happened for 18 years. It happened even after that, but I lived there for 18 years. Every holiday, my mother said, next year is going to be different. Next year is going to be different. Next year came around, it was exactly the same as the year before. And what she meant by that was my father drank, and he always was drunk on the holidays. So she said, not going to happen. Well, of course it happened. Why? Because he had the liquor around. If you want to change, if you want to stop drinking, throw the damn bottles out. Stop drinking. You know? Anything you want to do, you can accomplish. You just have to do it. I love Nike. Remember, just do it. Just do it. Don't come up with all those excuses and so forth. Make up your mind. This is no longer healthy for me. I don't like doing this anymore. I'm stopping. Pew, and you stop. And you stop. You see. This is how your mind works. The world likes to tell you, oh, no, you have to go to Alcoholics Anonymous and you have to be there for 20 years and you can't do that and you can't do this. You have to go to Weight Watchers and you have to go over here and you have to go over there. Blah, 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 blah. Everything is done in the mind. It's done in the mind first. If you see yourself as healthy, if you see yourself as not drinking, you focus on that, you will stop drinking. I can assure you, because I didn't. I didn't. I went to either two or three Alcoholic Anonymous meetings and couldn't stand them. I thought, oh, you know, this is for the birds. I'm not going to stand up and say all this kind of crap. I did it myself. I made up my mind. I changed my consciousness of who I was. I no longer saw myself as a drunk. See, I was also the life of the party. Didn't see myself as that anymore, you see. You change your mind. You change your mind. Religious Science, Science of Mind, that's their motto. Change your mind, change your life. You see, just change your mind about things. But the main thing to change your mind about is yourself. How do you see yourself? You see, I could have continued drinking and I would have had a grand excuse and everyone would have bought into it. Why do you drink? I said, oh, my father drank. Oh, sure. Oh, good. Yeah, runs in the family, you know. I had a perfect excuse. No one would have said a word. Of course, no one dared say a word when I was drinking, you know, because I had a tongue, you know, that was made of stainless steel. It was dreadful. I didn't like myself. But I changed. Now I like myself. See? So I knew these things can be done. I knew they can be done. Okay. Or is it our core now that last year and every year before others changed their belief, then changed their habits, and as a direct result, changed their reality? You see, you have to change something. Change your habit. Are you surrounding yourself with the support of other people? Stay around people that think the way you do, that want to be uplifting and so forth. Stay away from doomers and gloomers, for goodness sakes, and people who say, oh, it can't be done, or this, that, or the other thing. You want to be around people that encourage you. You want to be around people that want to help you, you see, not tear you down. You've been around those people. Now it's time to be around people that want to build you up and want to see you as the wonderful human being that you are. And you can do that too in this new year. It's wonderful. All right, where are we? Taking responsibility for our beliefs means a willingness to see them for both the limits and support they provide. You have to be able to know, what do I believe? What is my belief system? Your whole life is being run by your beliefs. It's called a guiding belief or a core belief. And people fall into two categories. How they figure this out, I'll never know, but this is the two categories that people fall into. People either believe that they're not worthy, or that they don't deserve. People never fall into the other, any of the other categories. If you ask them, why are things going wrong? Well, So change that. Start to know that you deserve things. Start to know that you're worthy. You see? And things will come to you. That's the law of attraction, by the way. You see, what you think about, you bring about. You know, they had that whole thing, what, a year or so ago, about the secret. Well, the secret is, you know, no secret. You know, people have known about that for years. We have that in our vernacular all the time. How many times have you heard birds of a feather flock together? See? What goes round comes round. So we know all this stuff. So now we must pay it more than lip service. And start to believe it and see it and change our mind about ourselves so that you can have a year, 2008, that is better than any other year. I call this whole year your year of coming in to your own. So for this year, in 2008, make it coming in to your own, meaning make it the life that you want it to be. You have an idea in your head exactly how you want to live, exactly how you want to be. Focus on it now and make that come true for yourself. Make that come true for yourself. And remember, we always have to do something. If I wanted to lose weight, what would I have to do? Change my diet and exercise, you see. I love the commercials on television that say, take this, there's a new one out called Ally or something. You take it, and it helps you. But the catch line is, but you must watch your diet and exercise. Always much watch your diet and exercise. You could take those pills from up one side and down the other. If you don't change your habits, you're going to remain the same. But they give you a pill telling you that. That's why pills don't work. How many people here realize that Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers, who make billions of dollars on weight loss things, only work on a 1% success rate? Most of the people in Weight Watchers are repeats. There's only 1% success rate in it because you have to change yourself. You see, you have to change. And you have to change that image, you see, inside of you. If you see yourself as a heavy, big person, all the dieting in the world is not going to keep that. You may go down, but your image of yourself will manifest itself. So you have to change the inner in order to change the outer. You have to change that image of yourself. You have to start seeing yourself at the weight that you want to be. You have to see yourself at that. And the pounds will go away. But you're going to have to do some work, aren't you? You're going to have to watch your diet. And you're going to have to exercise. What people forget about metaphysics is, with all the stuff that I tell you, you have to use wisdom. You have to use wisdom. It's always done with wisdom, you see. So many people go to a metaphysical thing about money, then they rush out and they spend all their money and write bad checks and do everything else. And when you ask them, well, why did you do such a dumb thing? Well, he said God would take care of me. Yeah. Well, God will take care of you, but not when you're stupid. You know? Not when you're stupid, you see? By the way, stupid's forever. Ignorance can be fixed. So, be ignorant. Why is a goal on fire? It's like working with a sales prospect. If you can find their why, real motivation, the how, path to solution becomes a part of it. You see, he uses this idea of being on fire. Emmett Fox would say, warmth of feeling. You have to get your emotions going. You have to feel this thing. You have to taste this thing. You have to see this thing. And you get that emotion running through you. You see, you cannot make a demonstration until the head and the heart relate to each other. You can think all day long. And if the head and the heart are not relating, you're not going to get a manifestation. You're just not going to do it. And that's what infuriates most people, because they say, well, I did all the mental work. I did all the mental work. But you have to do the mental work, and then you have to drop it down. You have to drop it down to your heart. You have to drop it down into your heart and start to feel it. Start to feel. How will I feel? You see? How will I feel with all this money? How will I feel with this success? How many people here are still making themselves feel successful every day? You have to feel successful every day. It has nothing to do with the outside, you see. You're the one who has to come up with that feeling. So you have to feel successful. People who feel successful become successful. You don't wait until you're successful to start feeling successful. It will not happen. Inside. Remember, life's an inside job. You have to do it. Okay. Here's a powerful technique to focus your why and promote the personal courage, like a fire within, to unite your beliefs, to shift, and you to simply grow. Sit back in a quiet time. Don't find the time. You have to make the time. Yes, that's one of the things that we always do. Well, I'll do it as soon as I find the time to do it. You have to make the time to do it. You have to make the time to do it. And we always have enough time to do everything that we want, you know. Time is man-made. You can figure out how to stretch time and make it work for you. All right. Imagine what success or your why would look like, feel like, sound like, taste like when you've reached your vision, your why. Why do I want them? You see? Perfect. See yourself in motion in these ideas, doing what you would be doing in the way you would be doing it when your vision is accomplished. The new reality is creating believing that it's already done. Always have to start with that it's already done, because it's already done in the mind of God. What will you be doing and feeling as a result of having made these changes that is different than what you have done to date? to date, you see? You have to change your feelings. You have to change yourself. Otherwise, 208 is going to look like 207. And we don't want that, do we? We don't want that. So change it, unless you love 207, unless you don't. You see, the other thing you have to realize is you're part of this thing called God. And what is God always doing? God is always moving from your good to your greater good. God is always moving you from glory to greater glory. So you have to move forward with this. And you have to give up if you want your 208 to be different than 207, you have to sit down and give up 207. And all the hates, hurts, slights, you have to forgive. You have to forgive 207 and start new, start fresh. You see? And forgive yourself. I have to forgive myself all day long. I do the worst things sometimes. You should hear my mind sometimes. Well, I forgive myself for all that. You have to learn to forgive yourself. You see? I cannot forgive you. And a church cannot forgive you, an organization cannot forgive you, and God cannot forgive you. Only you can forgive yourself. God cannot forgive you because God holds nothing against you. God has never condemned you. God only sees good in you. You're saved. God only sees good. If God saw all the other stuff, God wouldn't be God. You're saved. Only we see that, and we can forgive ourselves for it. And then that's renewing a right spirit within you again. I often have to say, whoops, that's not right. And I love myself back to center. If you're not feeling well, and things aren't going well, and all this stuff is happening, it's simply because you're off center. Simply because you're off center. So you have to love yourself right back to center. And you can do that. No one else can do that for you. Celebrate these successes in your mind as you would when they are done in your physical reality. This fuels the belief that you can, you deserve, and you fully know and expect. That you fully know. Celebrate. Take yourself out to a nice dinner and celebrate. Celebrate your vision, knowing that it's already done. You see? Don't wait to celebrate. Celebrate now. Celebrate your life. Celebrate what you want. Do it. Rather than be curious if, be curious how. If you're overloaded at work and at home with a flight to catch tomorrow, knowing you'll be on that flight no matter what, set your focus in motion and the next thing, your airplane seatbelt is buckling. Yes, you have to see yourself already there. Already there. When I travel, I see myself always where I want to be. And I always see myself arriving on or before time. Anyone who meets me at the airport says, oh, how did you do that? Your plane landed 20 minutes early. I said, yes, my planes land 20 minutes early. So I've never bought in to the idea that planes are not on time. Never bought into that. And my planes are never on time. I was never not on time, you see. And if anyone remembers, during 9/11, I was caught up in all that and I was on the East Coast. They said it would be 2 weeks before I could get a flight home. 2 weeks. I said to my cousin, come on, we're going to the airport. We went to Dulles. I was in Washington, D.C. And there was one plane. And I got on the plane and came home. And the most amazing thing about that was I was supposed to fly out of Baltimore, Washington. But they closed the Baltimore, Washington airport. They closed all the airports and they were going to close Dulles after this last flight. And I was able to get on that flight. And I arrived exactly when I was supposed to in Los Angeles. You cannot allow those things to bother you. You cannot. You have to know. I was in New Jersey, by the way. I was in New York the day before the towers went down. I was in New Jersey the day that the towers went down. They closed all the transits. They closed the New Jersey Transit. They closed all the railways. And I was taking a train from Grand Central to Union Station in Washington. And they said, you'll never be able to do that, but everything's changed. I said, by tomorrow, when it's time to leave, everything will be up and running. Not only was up and running, they left me on all the trains free. I didn't have to go into New York. I only had to go to Newark. And I got this train that was coming through and arrived in Washington at Union Station on time. On time. During that whole thing. And I don't know if I told you this story. You know, when I arrived in Washington, the military was on the corners with their guns. Yes. They didn't report that on the news, but on every corner there was soldiers with guns, which is unusual to see in this country. In this country. I've been to other countries where that happens, but not in this country. But anyway, you work yourself right through that by already knowing that it's done, that you already have arrived. You're already there, you see. But what do other people do? Oh, the traffic's going to be bad, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. You know. Don't make that your reality. That's somebody else's reality. It has nothing to do with me. Remember, you don't have to live in somebody else's universe. You can live in your own universe. To learn to do that. So done with thinking. Here are some ideas to consider that can make your 08 the best. Aha, let's do these. Yeah. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Now think of that one. The best way to predict the future is to create it. We are creating our own futures all the time with our thinking. With our thinking. See, we think that this whole thing just runs by itself. We're running this whole thing. And you can create your future. But you have to see what your future is. You have to say where that future is. You see, you're the one that's doing that. You're over there looking at your frame shop, aren't you? And seeing that beautiful frame shop. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you have to know that's already done. All right. Plan out the time allocated and the baby steps to accomplish each goal by a specific due date. This is the most important thing, people. You cannot say, oh, I'm going to have that someday. Someday never comes. Someday never comes. Why people do not get what they want, they never put a date on it. And you have to be specific. You have to be exact with the universe. I want this in 3 months, this date, or sooner, you see. But you have to put a date on it. When you put a date on anything, then your mind starts to work on that, to bring that, because it knows that deadline. But if you don't put a deadline on it, it just goes on forever. And you hear people say, I'm going to do that someday. Someday I'll have this. Well, there's no such thing as someday. Because when it's someday, it's today. There's no such thing. Put a date on things. So many people are afraid that they're outlining, that they're telling God, that they're not doing. Always be specific, be exact, down to the minutest detail. Then let that go, and God will take care of it, and God will show you an even better way and give you something that you can't imagine. You see, we're using finite minds. God has an infinite mind. And God can do and see things that we can't. But we have to be specific in what we want. Otherwise, we get nothing. We get nothing. So put deadlines on it. See those things going on. See what you want for your life and how you want it to turn out. surround yourself with a masterminding group. Now, I think Andy does that. We've talked about masterminding groups before. Wonderful idea. Find two or three friends. Hold an idea that they want, and they'll hold one for you. And you talk about that in an uplifting way. Instead of going with people who say, well, this can't be done because of that, or the economy's bad, or this is going on, or you know, you don't have enough education, or this is a da 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 da. This means nothing in the mind of God. It means nothing in the mind of God. Today, everyone says, oh, you have to have an education, you have to have this, that, and the other thing, you can't make anything out of yourself. There are tons of people out there with tons of money who've made wonderful lives, who've never been to college. Some of them have never even graduated from high school. So you don't buy into all that stuff. It's grand to have an education. Yes, I think that everyone should have an education. But it's not the end-all, be-all that you think that it is. And we have a wonderful example in this man, this master teacher that we called Jesus. He never graduated from a university, people. Never graduated from a university. And we remember him after 2,000 years. Such a powerful thing. You would think, oh my, he must have gone to Harvard. Or is it Yale? Which one is our president went to? Which? Dreadful. All right. So surround yourself with people that uplift you, that say nice things to you, and get rid of the other people. And don't be afraid to get rid of them. And pat yourself on the back once you can get rid of somebody. You see? If they're not serving you, if they're not telling you what a wonderful human being you are, and you're not doing the same to them, there's no sense to that relationship whatsoever. Everyone wants to be in a loving, caring, sharing relationship where they are allowed to be who they are, and the other person is allowed to be who they are, and you both encourage each other to be the very best people that you can be. That is what a relationship is all about. That is what a relationship is all about. That doesn't mean, that means not only with friends, that means also with lovers and in these marriages and all this stuff. You have to constantly encourage the other person to be the very best person that they can be. And then that's what is considered a loving, caring, sharing relationship. Most relationships have no love, care, and sharing in them whatsoever. Learn to be around people that do that, and only go with people that do that for you. Otherwise, you're wasting your time, and you're not going to get your needs met. You're not going to get your needs met. The whole idea of a relationship is so that your needs can be met. Okay, enough of that one. I'll do a whole thing on relationships. Learn to do what the best athletes, students, and business personalities do. Take time every day to relax. The mind absorbs better when relaxed. And then to visualize clearly the end results you seek and to which you are committed. See yourself moving through actions with grace and ease. You said grace and ease. It's always. Your life should be effortless. Your life should be easy, effortless, and everything should be done under grace. Under grace. We're not here for all this stress, struggle, strain, and sacrifice, which people have bought into for centuries. Don't think that you're here for that type of thing. This thing that we call God, first of all, what do we know about God? God's love. God's love. Well, now, if God's love, do you think that God would create you to suffer? Does that make sense? But yet some people think, oh, God, I was with them. Oh, when was that? Last week. Lenore. She told me she was at a party where this woman said, you know what's wrong? People have forgotten God, and they've forgotten God in there because we have to remember that we're miserable human beings and that we're, but all she was spewing out of her mouth. How absolutely ridiculous. how absolutely ridiculous. You see, you cannot say all that I am is God, and I am not all that God is, and then think that you're a worm. You see, how can you do that to yourself? Remember, loving yourself is the highest form of worship you can give God. Loving yourself is the highest form of worship you can give God. Think about that for a moment. You see, God created you. You're part of God. You have to love yourself. When you love yourself, you're loving God. But when you're loving God, you're not loving yourself, are you? Most people. I know churches filled with people who love God, and they're the most mean-spirited people you ever wanted to be around. Just dreadful. Just dreadful. Oh, well. Mind absorbs better when relaxed. And then to visualize clearly the end results and seek to which you are committed. See yourself moving through actions with grace and ease. You move in the direction on which you focus. Law of attraction. Do exist. This has been true your whole life. It is true now. I don't know what this Texas Hold'em is. It's time to go. All in. Make an impact. Own. That's it. Own. 2008. Own this year for yourself. Make this the year that you come into your own. That you become that person. Don't poke around any longer. Don't poke around any longer. You know. You have to realize that it would be nice if we could physically live forever. But we're not going to do that, you see. Now, I would like to think that I'm in middle age. So that would mean that I would have to live now to be 140 years old. 135, 140 years old. So I have to say to myself, I must be a little bit past middle age. So I don't want to poke around anymore. I don't want to poke around. I want this year to be my year. I want this the year that I come into my own. I want this the year that I get what I want out of life, that my dreams come true. So I'm going to follow all these things. I'm going to follow all this teaching. Again, I never give up on this, you see. That's the other thing in life. You never give up. Keep on trucking. It absolutely works, but you have to do something about it. You can do it. I can do it. We can all do it, and we can make this coming year, or this year that we're in, 2008, the very best year that we've ever had. So make that a promise to yourself that this is what you're going to do. Give up all the excuses, you see. How many years have you said, this year I'm going to do it, this year I'm going to do it? Now, say to yourself, there are no more excuses. There are no more excuses. You see? It has to be done this year. It has to be done this year. And then focus on that. Focus on making that come true for yourself. And it will come true. And it's wonderful. And so are you. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.